What it is, what it is, what it do, man. You know what I'm saying? We live in the mix, man. Hope everybody doing good. Everybody doing great, man. We live in the Crazy Box Studios, man. Live with my boy, motherfucking
Young Klonoa Diren.
Hell yeah, man. You already know what's going on, man. We just live in the mix, man. So for those who don't know, man, this used to be renamed the Tanuki Box, but then, you know what I'm saying, be coming in, it's now called the Crazy Box. Just any of the any new viewers, just to let y'all know, you know, what's going on, what's happening, man. I hope you're having a good day, man. How you doing today or tonight, wherever you are, my man?
I'm just hella tired. I was grinding on music last night. You know, I didn't go to sleep till like 7 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, I'm just a little tired. Other than
Hey,
that, you
man.
know, I'm woke.
Exactly, man. All that grind, man. Grinding, man. Get to it, man. Let them know. Let them know, man. That's what's up, man. Where are you from originally, man?
I am from Detroit, Michigan.
You're from the D, man. Shout out, man. I know y'all been putting in work, man, these past few years, man. So y'all keep grinding, man. Y'all gonna make it to the top, man. Because I'll be fucking with y'all over there, man. So, you feel me?
Yeah, I believe I don't sound like anybody from the D though, so you know I'm kind of an outcast.
It be like that. It's all about being unique. Just be solid with your works, man. And that shit gonna pay off for sure. Shout out to D, man. Shout out you guys over there. All that scene over there, man. Shit hard, man. Regardless of everything else, man. You guys just keep pushing, man. What is your personal backstory, in short term, and how has it affected the way you craft your music?
Well, I was growing up. I was just a normal ass kid. And then, like, I got like in middle school, man. I just stopped fucking with people.
Middle school is tough as shit. Middle school changed a lot of people, man, for life.
Yeah,
it's just so crazy.
Bro, I had like four friends, bro. I wasn't really like I ain't fuck with people, you know. So.
And nothing
I
wrong
feel
with
like,
that. You can't trust people nowadays, man. It's crazy.
Oh, me getting into music, I was just listening to shit like Green Day, Simple Plan, Crunkcore, Jake Wolf, you know, shit like that. And then I got into that shit and I tried to make Crunkcore and like punk and all that shit. You know, eventually I branched off and then I make what I make now.
I know about Green Day, man. Real rock star shit, man. Green Day went hard back then before I even came up. When I was like, I remember 12 years old, man. I was listening to that shit. Green Day hard, man. I ain't gonna lie.
I was listening to Green Day like in school, and motherfuckers were just looking at me like, this nigga weird, bro. Now everybody is like,
that shit fire.
Wanna be alternative. Everybody wanna be goth. Everybody wanna be emo. Everybody wanna be this and that. Like, bro, you lame. You was not that in high school. I see these people wearing like emo shit, and I know good goddamn well when they was in high school.
They think that shit slime. They think that shit drip, but it's like we've been on it when they like everybody, nobody cared about it. But now everybody wanting to be alternative. I was gonna ask, man, appreciate all that, man. I was gonna ask, like, how and when did you begin to have a love for your craft, your music, and what sparked that desire in the beginning?
I always had a passion for making music. I didn't start taking it serious till like, I wanna say like, cause. And this shit, it's been up and down with this shit. It ain't always been stable, you know. I've been up, I've been down, I've been damn near about to quit. So, you know, because this shit's stressful as fuck. But I want to say my passion really started clicking around like last year. I realized like, bro, I gotta hurry up and get rich or do something, like, you know, man. Or I'm gonna be a wagey, bro. I'm gonna be working a 9 to 5, bro. I can't do that shit. I gotta grind, bro. So it's like last year it really clicked that I'm gonna start grinding 100%, you know. So that's when it really clicked last year, you know. Before then it was just me doing whatever, but now I stopped and like started getting serious with it.
It's that mentality where you get rich or die trying, because it's that, you know what I'm saying, it's just really hard. You either do it or you don't, or you find a way, you make a way.
I gotta get rich. I gotta fucking get rich. I can't be sitting around a wagey, bro.
My kids like, gotta be rich. So my kids, you feel me?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, this shit crazy, man. You feel me? I know how that shit be, man. So I just, you know, keep grinding, man. Cause you know, on here, man, you making it somewhere, man. So that's all that matters, man. How do you record your music?
I record in the software.
You record
like
in
if
the
I
software.
Leak if I leak the sauce, they gonna copy, bro.
Oh yeah, I get you, man. You get
I
keep
feel
that shit
like
to you.
Certain people know how I record, how I get down. I feel the way I record, if you want to record the way I record, you got to master it. It ain't easy. It's not easy. not even
Right,
like
man.
a natural way. I got around it. I got around it. I built my own way around it. So I mastered the fuck out of it. Niggas be thinking I use FL, like the real FL, and I don't use the real FL, but I use AFL.
I get you, man. You produce your music?
Yeah, I produce all my shit, man.
Even the
Produce
beats?
even the beats, bro. Mix, master,
Wow.
produce. That's all me. Everything on my SoundCloud and on Young Klanoa, that's all me. People don't
That's an
realize that.
elite status. That is an elite
Man,
status, man.
people
Folks
don't
can't say
realize
too
that,
much,
bro.
man.
People don't realize that. They
That
don't.
don't make you a rapper, man. That make you a whole artist, man. People gotta recognize and respect that rank.
I agree, bro. Cause they be trying to label me as some motherfucker. Motherfucking, I get on that beat and I do that shit, but
Nah.
y'all know I can really spit. I can really
Yeah,
fucking spit if I want it.
that's not the main course that you're trying to dish out to your people, man.
I feel like I got skills over these niggas. Like I got a better skill. It's producers, yeah, but I feel like I'm better than most of the a lot of these producers, bro. Let's keep it real. I feel like I'm better than a lot of these producers, bro.
I
I'm on
get
some
you,
next level
man.
shit. Like they're good, but like y'all 808s be out of tune. Y'all just I can you're not
They
touching
be
me.
on
You're
that
not fucking
YouTube
touching
shit,
me.
man.
You on that
They
YouTube
be, I
shit,
like
bro.
it. On the YouTube shit, they be saying put hashtag like hard, but that shit be sounding like some lemonade, man. I'm gonna be
My
honest.
shit, I like my bass muddy. So if a nigga, yo, 808s be muddy though. I like my shit muddy. I do that shit on purpose. Niggas gotta realize I do everything on purpose. If I make a song and it's weird as fuck, it was on purpose, bro. If I use a weird ass cover art, it was on purpose, bro. If the 808 is hella loud, it was on purpose. There was no
That's
mistaking that.
dangerous. That's dangerous because if you really get to like in another flow or another wave, it start appealing to them, you could probably do it better than everybody else. That's dangerous. That's dangerous mixing the game, man. You feel me? You gotta let them know
Don't
you
realize it, bro. They probably think I'm trying my hardest, you know? I mean, I do again, I'm gonna start
They the
going
ones that's trying
harder.
their
I'm
hard.
gonna start going harder, bro. But they going hard. They are the ones sweating and in the stool, nigga. I just my bang. I make a banger, nigga. That's how it is, bro. This shit is not stress at all.
I get you, my guy. So I was gonna ask, anyone you work under, or are you under any management?
I'm solo dolo independent.
Solo dolo independent, so indie, man. So you feel me? Like you in this, man? Keep grinding, man. 'Cause you feel me? There's not a lot of people that's built like you nowadays, man. So you feel me? Like that's really out there doing this solo dolo by themselves. You feel me? That's hard. You
Play
gotta, you know what I'm
solo
saying?
dolo.
To even do this shit, to make yourself known, you feel me? To be pushing weight, you gotta move your own weight. You feel me?
Yeah, a lot of these
Pushing
motherfuckers
weight, you gotta
always
have your
need
own weight.
always dick riding and like, bro, I can't do that, bro. I can't be on another man dick for clout. I can't get put on by nobody else. Like
That
I
classical.
don't. It's not in me, bro. So I feel like when a nigga puts you on, like you get put on by a nigga, they can just it above your head. I'm the one that put you on, and then you don't got no argument because they did put you on. That's why I don't want to get put on by nobody but
You
myself,
feel
bro.
me? And if they say otherwise, it's just clout chasing. They on some goofy shit.
It's just clout chasing. These niggas goofy, bro. A lot of these
An
niggas out here is
image.
clout demons, bro. And then they look at me like I'm the bad guy when I say some shit, bro. Like, man, I
An
hate
image
a
shit,
lot of
my
these
nigga.
niggas, bro. I hate a lot of these niggas. Some of these niggas would be better off with a. I ain't gonna say it, bro. These niggas,
It's
they
it.
just piss me off, bro.
I bet it been that shit even back then. 'Cause I know even I be saying that it'd be like that back then. But see, like I know it's a lot more widespread now. But even back then, that shit was bad. You feel me? But at least folks are checking that shit. The
You know
problem
they
is there
need
ain't
to
no
stop.
OGs.
Stop with this hate train shit, bro. If it's like they hate on a certain nigga, if
They don't
everybody
even know. They don't even got that much evidence. They just have somebody else say the
exactly,
evidence,
bro.
and
Like these niggas, some bitches,
it's
bro. How
crazy.
you gonna hate on a nigga because all the other people hating on him, bro? If the nigga and it's, they just do
No
hate train,
evidence.
it's stupid,
'Cause then
bro. These.
I peered through it, and I'm like, ain't nothing. That's not even what he meant. Not even that bad. Like that shit drip. You feel me? And it's like,
It's
and then
not even that bad, bro. It's
the
not,
cancel
bro. These
culture shit
motherfuckers
gotta
just.
go.
Not even cancel culture. These rap fans be hating on motherfuckers too. Like everybody, oh,
It's
but his
hard.
music trash. Oh, but him, he music trash. Like they weird. They're weirdos. They're weirdos. That's
I
what they
get
are.
you, my guy. So moving on, man. I was gonna ask. Have you ever been involved or been involved in any form of industrial scene? Say, have you ever worked with other labels, groups?
Oh, fuck no. Fuck no.
Dolo,
I just.
dolo.
Just being a motherfucking closet, just recording, bro. I ain't never got caught, put on my notebook trying to help me. Hell, not every nigga for theyself. I tell you that, man. I just learned
I
how to be
get you,
solo
man.
dolo.
So from what I'm getting from this man, you ripping straight underground.
Great raw underground, real underground shit, bro. Nigga gotta realize I'm not gonna sound like one of the motherfuckers you listen to, nigga. The way I do it is the way I do it. Real underground, bro.
No
Real fucking
rules.
raw underground. No rules, bro. No rules. That's why niggas listening to my shit probably think it's weird. I don't follow no code.
I get you, Mark, and that's respectable, man. I was gonna say, have you ever met anybody that was in terms of a higher rank, like a micro celebrity, industrial, in or before music? Who?
I met Snapdog once, but it wasn't met him, but he just
Shout out Snapdog. I know his shit back in the day. Us bumping him, he go hard. I know. Shout out Snapdog, y'all in the D.
I want to say that's just it.
That's it. That's respectable, man. Well, that's good, man. They even say that, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, they don't have that opportunity to meet somebody that's, you know what I'm saying, that's been around.
But on Instagram, hell yeah.
Yes,
Yeah,
sir.
I've talked to a lot of niggas that are up there in the underground. And I tell you what, bro, when they get clout, they switch up on you. They
That's
do
how
that
it
all
be,
the
man.
It's like a there. It's like it's chipped in their head.
Been
And
there
this.
since elementary school. Let's huh, your quote unquote friend, they start hanging around with the with you know the cool kid table, they'd be like, I'm too cool for you, you can't hang around me.
Yeah, it's like they get a
It
microchip
been
in their
like
head.
that.
And, oh, got clout, can't fuck with you no more. Gotta unfollow you. Like, and I'm just used to it,
That's
bro.
not it. It's that I just it goofy to me. Moving on, bro, I'm gonna ask, how big is your fan base at this present moment in time, and what extra steps do you have in plan to grow it?
It's kind of weird, bro, because be feeling like nobody be listening to me or nobody pay attention, but it be motherfuckers that do, but they just don't interact. So I can't really, I'm gonna say my fan base is like small, bro, like very small. It was bigger at one point, but that's the past, and I don't want to go back in the past. I don't like that era. I was young. It was just
We
wasn't
all got
good,
that
bro.
era, man.
Oh,
It's
that
all
era.
good. I had my little era too growing, man. So it's like, you know, it's all we live and we learn, man. Ain't no judgment as long as we grow and, you know, we do better, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Small, but I don't mean nobody paying attention because it's probably motherfuckers bumping me right now as we do this. Like,
It be like that. Folks be talking about you even in your sleep, man. It's crazy when you start to actually realize what's going on. That's why it's better, even if nobody, even if you have one play, two plays, keep at that because that will get you somewhere. You feel me?
and that's real shit.
Yes, sir, man. I'm gonna ask. I think you're gonna like this question when I ask because I've been seeing you. Do you have any form of clothing line, merchandise that you're able to sell to your fan base, and where can they access your products?
Yo call Yodi call
Shout
that's
out.
my that's the group. I we made some merch and it's on the Yoke Call account if you hit the link. People said they were gonna get it, but they broke, so they ain't get it. They lied, they capped out, but that's fine.
They good. You feel me? They go hard, go home, man. I saw that merch too. I made this before, like them shits for them shits is fire, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Gonna put that
I
shit on
should get that
Redbubble.
shit myself. Hell yeah, man. I'd work this. That shit hard, man. So shout out Yo Cool. Shout out all the merchandise and the clothing line y'all got going on, man. Cause that shit is fire, man. So you feel me? We gotta keep it pushing, man. Get them dripped out. Let them know. Moving on, my
Drip.
man. I'm gonna ask, when was your first time you ever made a song or album?
First time I ever made a song was on an app called Voloco. No, not even. It was on a. It was. On, I had. I used to have another phone. I used to play the beat off one phone, and I used to record on the other phone. But that shit was
Oh, I
horrible.
get you. Man.
I thought I was on some shit. No headphones, just in the kitchen, just
I get
talking.
you, man. It'd be like, and then you look back and you're like, wow, like I was doing this, man. That's how it was for me back growing up,
And have
like
no experience, bro.
2015. Cause growing up, we ain't had no, we I ain't had nothing. So I would use like the Chromebook, freaking web browser apps and stuff like that, trying to record. Cause there was no way I ain't had no Audacity or no FL or nothing. So you feel me? I had to do that, and I look back, I'm like, that's his ass, bro. But it's though.
Niggas gotta realize you don't even gotta spend all your money on a real FL, bro. If you master a certain DAW, that's all you need, bro. Motherfuckers gotta realize that.
Exactly.
They so dependent on, they just copy each other, bro. I don't get it, bro. I don't get it. I really
Even
don't.
when I go
They just
to,
copy.
I've been going to like studios that you pay for, even like bigger studios, and sometimes they good, but sometimes I look, it's like I could master it better myself. because they're not the ones that actually know your craft 100%. You're just going in, they paying, they doing their best to master at least high quality professional, but maybe not in the way you want.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, my man.
Yeah, it be niggas hitting the
Excuse
studio, but this shit sound like it was made on the phone.
Yeah, for real, man. I'm gonna ask, how would you define your genre?
I would define my genre as just fucking all, like, I just do me, bro. So some people will say experimental, but I would just say I'm just that nigga that goes hard and raw in the underground that nobody pays attention to
That's how
yet.
you get. That's how you do it, man. That's how you do it. I'm gonna ask, why do you like to make this type of music other than something else? Why do you like to do the underground that, you know what I'm saying? Let me guess, 'cause it's hard,
So fucking raw. It was. It,
huh?
I like the underground now. You know, I don't really pay listen to these niggas. I'm gonna be real,
Underground
but
turns soft as hell.
the old underground. That's what really pushed me. But that one really made me just want to go hard, bro.
Drill era.
Real, yeah, the drill era, bro. The
I can
drill
speak
era,
on
bro.
it. What is it like? What's the process of making this type of music, man?
I just go make a beat, like the beat. I save it and I record on it. That's how easy it is for me.
You make it too.
Make it raw
Real
from scratch.
craft, real sauce. Any part of your creative activity you don't like to do, or like the design of a project cover?
Really don't like to
Or
do. Well, I.
like, or you don't do, like, say your album cover. Is there anything that you don't do in your creative activity? Maybe somebody else does, or.
Was gonna say I don't like producing sometimes because I just want to get straight into it. But I feel like I do almost everything, really.
I
I
get
don't
you, my
really have
man.
nobody. I don't have nobody help like linking my like,
Self-sufficient.
yeah, really,
Dangerous.
provider myself.
Dangerous. Very dangerous to the game. Someone self-sufficient, can do almost all everything by himself, is dangerous.
They want to enable you
Yeah.
and disable.
Where do you see yourself going with your career, maybe in around a year?
Oh, bro, that's unpredictable because the genre I'm on, you know, I make so much random shit. It's not like I'm making like some Plug and B or like some Rage. It's not like that shit because that's what the appeal now in the mainstream. We're like up there, so I just make whatever, bro. Not really whatever. I do have a certain way, but like, I don't really know if my shit would catch on or not. But I do see me with like a bigger, way bigger following than I have now, and everybody actually putting time into my shit. And probably hit like at like 3,000 on SoundCloud, bro. I have to.
3K, man. 3K is like that kind of establishment going on. It's like beginning establishment. It's 1K, then it's like 2K just kind of mean like, okay, like you can kind of move. And then 3K is like you more established. 5K is like when you up there, like you a big dog.
I'm gonna put my shit on Spotify and in stores. You know, I'm not only a SoundCloud nigga. I just use SoundCloud out of habit.
That's where everybody starts, man. I'm gonna ask, is there any, do you look back at any of your songs, man? Would you like to remaster or improve on any of
Fuck no. I hate all my old music.
them? Bet. Say less, my guy. I'm gonna ask, have you ever performed live, or do you choose, or do you plan on performing live? Have you ever performed live?
If I could perform live, I would, but no, I've never gotten the opportunity.
I'm sure you get them crowds jumping.
Fuck yeah.
What file and quality file do you like to distribute to your audience? Is there any file, any quality of the file that you use that
Wave.
you wave? It sound amazing.
Sounds.
Any progress behind your album covers? Any meanings to the covers in themselves?
Not really, you know. I just sometimes I don't be. I don't have any cover, so I just use a random picture or something, and it always matches the song.
And you, any other unusual talents that may help you in your career? Like, what are your talents that like separate you from the game?
Probably my sampling skills.
Yes,
My
sir.
sampling skills. I think I got a good ear, general.
It's always good to have a good ear when it comes to audio and music.
Like a better ear than most of these producers. Like I'm above them, like in some way. A nigga's gonna feel some way. Oh no, you're not. You're not touching me. But
They
if y'all
better
are
put, they
there,
gotta
y'all like
prove it, man. They say that they gotta come with
prove
some
it,
sort
bro.
of proof. Yeah,
Prove it, because they ain't touching young Klonoa,
even
man.
they, the even they gotta give you respect, because you've done a lot of producing on your own, and that's it. I heard it is hard. If you,
I
it's a
tell you,
whole
bro.
nother level.
Started from nothing, man.
What has been released to the public?
Mean like my music wise?
Yeah, what has been released to the public or anything you want to shine on?
Like everything's on SoundCloud. They can check it out. I don't really have a certain one. I like that's the one, you know, it's just like y'all check my SoundCloud out. Let me know what you like.
Say Liz, do you have a lot in store for your fans that's currently exclusive and or private?
Yeah, I got a lot. I'm coming harder than ever, bro. I'm finna like start snapping hard as fuck, bro. Like no more of that motherfucking. I'm going there and just oof, 8 bars and done. No, I'm finna go like really hard. So like, and if they don't believe me, I can show them like watch me type shit.
You feel me? Proven wrong, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. As it's gonna be fire. At your current career point at the moment, can you do any small performances?
Possibly. Possibly, yeah, it's a small chance.
How has the internet influenced your work and you as an artist?
I feel like if I never was on the internet, I probably wouldn't even be into music like that. I probably would just be a fucking, I don't know, just a weird ass nigga in his bedroom watching Cartoon Network probably.
I get it, man. That shit fire, man. But it's good, man. The internet is good if you know how to actually handle it.
Yeah, if you know how to use the internet, it will bring you good.
Where can they find you on social media?
Instagram.
IG? Yeah, I think IG is
my main.
The main. Yeah, just the IG, man. So what's the IG handle?
My IG handle is Dyren the Evil Ghost. It's going to be that for a minute.
Be that, yes, sir, man. I got you, man. You feel me? Fuck with on my IG, man. All the songs you created, which one is your favorite and or it means a lot to you?
Damn, my favorite song I created was Real Life.
Real
one
Life?
I just made la- the one I just made last night.
I'm going to have to listen to that, man. Shit fire, man.
Like,
I saw that.
I was snapping on some real like life shit. Like out of all my
real
other
life.
Songs, I was snapping about like how I gotta get rich. You know, I cannot be like this and be a wagey, bro.
I got you, my gang. That's all respectable, man. For real, man. It's real shit. Is there anyone in specific that has meant a lot to you in your music career, such as family, favorite artists, rappers in general that have influenced you?
I'm influenced by a lot. But like, there's none that really like you push me, bro. Like, nah, that phase is long gone. I'm working on my own gas here.
That's right, man. Is there anything you want to say and make heard to those who listen to you, such as a special message? And are there as well any shout outs you want to mention?
Yeah, shout out Sleeping. Shout out Zahi, man. Shout out all my niggas. Shout out Frieza. Oh, a special message is, bro, these motherfuckers have tried to hold me back for, like, the longest, bro. It's like they try to fumble me so I can't, because they know I'm a threat, bro. Thing is, bro, you can't hold a motherfucking god down, man. That's how it is, man.
So your message is just, like, don't ever fold and just, like, if they speak on you, you feel me, they say this
fold.
And that.
Don't fold, bro. Do not fold.
Always go hard. Always fire,
always go
man.
Hard. Always go
me?
Hard.
Don't let them say
hard.
You can't.
And don't let them, we want this, we want that. Just keep making the shit you want to do, bro.
That's the thing, man. That's the world, man, that we need to live in, man. So, my gang, thank you, Dyren, man, for coming in. Thank you for your time at the Crazy Box Studios. We hope to see you again and appreciate you and coming and showing your support. Thank you very much, man.
Hey.
Yes, sir, man. I'm going to see you, Dyren. That's Dyren.
Klonoa.
You already fucking know. Crazy Box, man. So we hope to see y'all again, man. We appreciate everybody for the support, man. Again, where can they find you on social media?
My handles, okay. Instagram, Dyren the Evil Ghost. Twitter, Dyren 204. YouTube, Dyren. SoundCloud, Dyren. Like, I'm there. If y'all want to hear my production, check my Young Klonoa SoundCloud out.
Thank you guys, man. Thank you, Dyren. My personal handle, man, for everybody to let y'all know, man. If y'all want some time in, man, it's H Boy from 900. HBOYFRM900. So I'm just let y'all know, man. So you feel me? Thank y'all for y'all time, man. I see y'all next interview, man. Appreciate everything, man. Appreciate the love.
I
Sorry, man. Let's
go
get it,
out,
girl.
man.
Y'all already know. See you again.